The Hollywood Reporter has Ryan Tedder at number 6 on a recent list of music's top 35 hit makers. Let's review a few of his songs. Ryan co-wrote Adele's Rumor Has It and Turning Tables, Leona Lewis's Bleeding Love, and Beyoncé's Halo. I ain't never gonna shut you out. But Ryan Tedder's most recent project is for his own band, One Republic. Their new CD, Native, is out this week. Here's If I Lose Myself, which has already hit the charts in Germany. That's If I Lose Myself from One Republic's new CD, Native, and Ryan Tedder joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Ryan, I'm sure you've come back to the program so that we could help you with your career.
Yes. Please.
I mean, please. You just keep churning out these hits.
Well, I figured it's better than the alternative. Well, I had enough years doing that.
Right. Well, let's just talk about this song, If I Lose Myself. Just beautiful. And I read that it was inspired by the dance band Swedish House Mafia. So first of all, I'm wondering if you're in mourning.
Oh, that they're breaking up.
Yeah.
I actually am. I missed their concert. They played Madison Square Garden about 2 weeks ago, and we had a show the same night.
Oh, boy.
But I have seen them before, and they are phenomenal, and they definitely influenced us on If I Lose Myself.
Well, it's there's beautiful soaring portions to it. Let's just listen. You also say this is one of the songs you're the most proud of. Why?
Well, If I Lose Myself, to me, it was an experiment. I mean, it's completely different for us. Anybody who's heard anything that we've done in the past, this is a far stretch. And kind of the strange fact surrounding it is that it's not really indicative of the rest of the album. I think this album very much represents the modern listener. It's more of a playlist and less of a, this isn't a concept album. I'm not making, attempting on this album to make some type of single-minded narrative that starts in the beginning and goes to the end. So the trick was, if you're going to do an album that represents a lot of different facets of music, you have to write a lot of songs to find enough of those songs that somehow go together.
And what do you think ties it together?
The whole album's about being human, you know, in all aspects of that. Love, loss, fear, faith, hope, death. Because that's what I've been thinking about, and it's been kind of, you know, you turn 30, and then all of a sudden the gravity of every day adds weight. So you want every day to count. You suddenly are aware of your mortality, and I figured let's write some songs about that.
Well, in fact, one of them, I Lived, sounds like maybe you wrote it for your son, Copeland Cruz Tedder.
I did, in fact, and it's kind of a wish list for what you'd want your child to say when, you know, long after you're gone. You want your kid to be able to look back and say, you know, I took life by the horns and I went for it, and with every broken bone, I swear I lived.
Ryan Tedder with One Republic on their new CD. The song is I Lived. Let me read you, Ryan, the review in Entertainment Weekly. You got an A-minus on the new CD.
All right.
Better than Beyonce and Selena Gomez, I'm just saying. But, but here it is. This is chemically pure pop rock, flavorless, transparent, and potent enough to melt your resistance like battery acid. Go ahead, roll your eyes. Just do yourself a favor and close them when you get to the soaring evangelical choruses or prescription strength goosebump inducers like Feel Again. Let's hear a little bit of Feel Again. Heart's still beating, but it's not working. It's like a million-dollar phone that you just can't ring. I reached out trying to love, but I feel a thing. Yeah, my heart is numb. So, an A-minus, It's sort of a good review. Is it a good? Yeah. Is that a good review?
it's good, I'd say. I mean, it's A-. They could have given us a B, whatever. In the past, we've kind of been a very divisive act. Because of my job as a writer, producer outside of Wonder Public, I think a lot of critics assume that I'm phoning stuff in or that I'm almost too scientific or too whatever.
Calculated,
too,
yeah.
Yeah, too calculated, which is... couldn't be further from the truth. When it comes to One Republic specifically, if anything, I take the biggest risks, Feel Again being one of those songs. For anybody that knows or anything about songwriting, that is one of the most ass-backward song structures. It doesn't really make sense. There's no bridge. The second verse doesn't really make sense to the first verse. I mean, it kind of breaks a lot of songwriting rules, but it just felt good. All I knew is that it was 2 minutes and 55 seconds that made me feel good, and that's my only barometer. Yeah, with you, I can feel it.
You've said that you know a song is good if you give it the Hollywood car test, pop it in your car.
Does, yeah.
So my question is, if that's the case, you know, if you're driving down Sunset Boulevard, does it work for you? If that's the case, does it have to rise to the level of Don Henley's Boys of Summer? I know. Perhaps the greatest Sunset Boulevard Hollywood car test ever.
I hope so. I mean, to me, the Hollywood car test is when you drive from West Hollywood, from Sunset Boulevard, let's say, where the Viper Room is, and you drive, you turn west on Sunset Boulevard, and you drive to the ocean. It's one of the most spectacular city drives you could do in any, I think, in any city. Mm-hmm. It's just gorgeous. And you roll the windows down, you turn a song on, and if it feels... like compelling and it feels like a hit, or you could picture it being played on Kiss FM on that road, then you're doing something right.
Can you name one? I mean, I'm gathering you'd name everyone on this CD, but name another one that you think really...
Counting Stars, to me, I put it as the first track because it is the best representative of the entire album. I'm just being very blunt on this album. To be honest, this isn't me being the songwriter trying to craft scientifically articulated hit records. At the end of the day, I wanted to write something that was just simpler and not intending on trying to be the theme song to the next whatever movie, but something that was more like a theme song to your life.
That is music producer, songwriter, and One Republic frontman Ryan Tedder. That band's new CD, Native, just out. Just delightful. Ryan, delightful. That's something your mother would say. Your grandmother.
You can go to rhymezone.com and type in synonyms.
Oh, is that what you do as a songwriter?
I mean, you can occasionally, yeah.
Okay. The secret is out. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks so much. You got something I need in this world.
Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service NPRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.